Aye, in 2013 to 1-11, a tough end of the league, but you picked the boys up for the championship, and you know, tough defeat to take today, but there were shades in the performance that we were doing the right things.
Frustrating day, Brandon, to be honest. In about 34 shots on goal, created a lot of good opportunities, but didn't just have enough composure in the final third and rush things and kicked into the block and forced shots and didn't take shots that were on. So the final thirds has been an Achilles for us probably in the league, and so it was today too. I think they got 1-5 in the second half from our turnovers, just indecision and not taking the right options or whatever, and then they got 2 goals from 2 runs that weren't tracked, you know, something we'd really focused on with down, coming into the down game. Only got away twice all day, and Kerr's goal obviously came from the first one, and the Brian Johnson got away for the penalty in the second one. So I thought there was a huge endeavour to it. I thought there was a good bit of method to what they were trying to do. Maybe just their decision making on the ball hurt us.
Yeah. But you think that shot selection you're talking about, is that a bit of a hangover from the league? Was the confidence a wee bit low and it kind of, I suppose, came out in that type of snapshots and shots under pressure during the game?
Yeah, you know, this type of thing in a team can be sort of self-fulfilling prophecy sometimes, where, you know, they know it's an issue, lads are working really hard on it. If something doesn't go well for them early in the game, confidence can ebb, and with one or two players who maybe made a couple of mistakes early on and then shrunk a wee bit in the game, you know, the work rate didn't drop, or, you know, they didn't hide, but they were maybe a bit shot shy then, you know. Kicked some wonderful scores in the game too, but the frustration is that we left so many behind us, you know, and left the door open then for Down to exploit that. I would feel that we were, you know, we played reasonably well in the game, but it's not about playing well. It's this level is about winning games, that's it.
Yeah, Down sitting really, really deep, looking to counter-attack this. They had good coverage around the centre of their 45. We got off the perfect start, though, with the McGee goal. We lost Langan to injury. You know, you're probably thinking at that point, the amount of injuries Aidan, we've had to deal with, it was unbelievable. A key player for us going off. I just felt as in a low-scoring half, we had the 3 wides in a row just towards the end of the first half, which was a massive, I think, point in the game. And then the 1-3 we conceded at the start of the second meant that they were able to sit then really, really deep, clog the space and make it difficult for us, which again might have led to some of those shots on goal.
Yeah, all of those are factors. I mean, half time we felt we had squandered some good opportunities, you know, felt a bit frustrated that we were level at half time, you know. And then the goal was a great platform for them from the penalty, because they gave up the kick out then and just sat everybody in and tried to frustrate us. Now, we knew there was going to be periods in the game when this was going to happen, you know, and we still created lots of shooting opportunities, but at the end of the day we didn't take them. And listen, there was a crucial moment probably few minutes ago, we were back to a point, and I felt Ashton Gallagher was fouled, which would have tied the game up. And listen, so Brenton, the referee had a very good game, like, you know, but yeah, sometimes those bounce your way, and it's a different game then, you know, and we're chasing their kick out then, and you have an opportunity to go and win the game, like, but sometimes you get the luck, sometimes you don't, like, yeah. But ultimately, the score line's our fault, you know.
Yeah, just in those closing stages, you had the Thompson free, which he would normally put over with ease, and you had Patton in off the post. McGinnis got one for them, then Dara missed one as well. You had the fisted effort, you know, it was all coming a bit too late, but there was opportunities there to tie up the game, and I felt if we had if it had went out of time, we would have been the team to go win it.
Yeah, listen, both their goals, there was a wee bit of luck for them in the build-up in terms of how it opened up, and then you think Jason had got his fist to 2 brilliant high balls, and inexplicably neither of them went into the net. I don't know how that didn't happen, like, but you know, some days that's just the way it is, like. And
do you think at this point the gap now, the 5 weeks, we've had 4 weeks of training with the lads, we had a training camp, started to, you know, build a bit of, I suppose, confidence and a bit of shape to our team, is this big break now, do you think that's going to be a good or bad thing in terms of the time frame going into the group stages of the championship?
Listen, we'll have to use it as well as possible, like, you know, there was a lot of things that went well today, but not enough, you know, so we'll have to relook at, you know, what we're doing, like, and how we can be better. So for sure we need the time. It would be better to use this time for the run of the Ulster Championship, for sure. But that's not where we're at now, so we have to focus on where we are at. There's a lot of room for improvement. The boys will know that better than I know it. And that's the challenge. Like, there's one competition left in the season now. We're through 2 of them, and have to throw everything at it.
And then just finally for me on the injury front, the fact that we have 5 weeks now, is there a chance that Pádraig Mógú can be back? Where do you think Langan is? Obviously, Oisín Gallen can get fitter and better into shape. Is there anybody else that will be in contention?
Listen, basically, anybody who's carrying injuries, you know, should be in the frame for the All-Ireland Series. Don't know the extent of Michael's injury yet. Jason McGee picked up a hamstring injury too, but with all our subs on at that stage. Pádraig Mógú hopefully comes back. And there's one or two more as well who have been, you know, frustrated and not able to contribute. Like, so listen, what this does do is give us a gap to try and tidy all of that up. But listen, you'd rather be feeding boys back into Ulster semi-final, Ulster final, but that's not where we're at the minute.